Right now, let's go to Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Five locations, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. And again, the aforementioned sticksandstuff.com. You can find everything you need for your next building or remodeling project, whether you're talking about kitchen and bath, flooring, building materials, paints and stains, power tools, electrical and plumbing, windows and doors. They've been doing it for more than 100 years. Since 1914, Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber have been the go-to spots for you. Our friend Kyle helps run everything over there. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. I, like everybody else, am glad that that extreme cold snap is over.
I thought you liked the cold.
I do like regular cold, not extreme cold. I don't want to be able to lay in my freezer in my basement and be warmer than I am outside. That's just wrong.
That's true, and I think a couple people wish we would have had this conversation yesterday or last week in advance of that cold weather, but still a useful tip you're about to give us.
Yeah, so we stocked up the best that we could, and availability-wise with the heaters. We did blow through a lot of electric space heaters and propane heaters, obviously, early towards the end of last week and then over the weekend. One thing I want to let people know, we did have a lot of frozen pipes, people coming in looking for plumbing fittings and things like that. But I just wanted to throw a couple tips out there that if you're going to use something like a space heater to keep your pipes from freezing or keep them warm, it's something you're going to want to keep an eye on and make sure there's a 6-foot clear distance around that heater and anything else, whether it's blankets or carpet or anything like that, and keep a close eye on it. Never leave it on when you're not home. The right thing to do is if you have pipes that are more prone to freeze, whether they're along the joist or the sill plate of your basement or in an uninsulated area, they make a product called an electrical heat tape. So it has a small thermostat on it. You can get them in different lengths depending on how long your pipes are. And it's something that you can plug either into an extension cord or into an outlet. And the thermostat on those tapes, which you attach to your pipes, reads when it gets close to freezing. And it kicks on and keep your pipes nice and warm, and you don't even have to think about it. So that's a really easy way to make sure that you don't have a sprinkler in your basement.
You just speak a different language than me, to be honest with you. Like, I get it, but it takes me a while to process all that you say. I wish I had, home repair and toolsiness about me, but it's not a skill set that I have, Kyle. That's why I come to you.
That's okay. So basically a heat tape you can use for any kind of pipes. If you do use it on a plastic pipe, most manufacturers recommend that you actually put tin foil over the plastic pipe first to help dissipate any hot spots so you don't actually melt holes in a plastic pipe. If it's a galvanized black iron or copper pipe, you're fine to attach the tape directly to it. And when I say heat tape, it's a product that looks just like an extension cord without one of the ends on it. And like I said, it does have that thermostat, which is a small box, probably about the size of a deck of cards, that reads the temperature. And you basically either zip tie it or electrical tape it along a straight line down your pipe. You can either put insulation over the top of it or not. And like I said, it kicks on when it gets cold, and it'll keep your water moving, so you don't have to worry about cracking a faucet all the time.
I'm sure in the line of work that you do, you get a handful of people that come in and think they know more than you do, and they're going to try to come in and coach you on how to do your job. I am definitely the guy at the opposite end of the spectrum who's going to come in and ask you the most basic of questions, and you're literally going to have to walk with me to every aisle and tell me every single thing one by one.
That is okay. We deal with both sides of the spectrums day to day, and everybody's valued at Sticks and Stuff. So come on in and ask whatever questions you have. The only bad question is one that you don't ask.
All right. Well, I'll be asking all of them. You'll be like, oh, really, that guy again? Sticksandstuff.com. That's sticksandstuff.com. And those locations in St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, and Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. And look, if I can be on the phone with Kyle knowing as little as I do, then you can go in there in person and know that Kyle's going to help you, because Kyle, again, speaks like foreign languages to me. But I can understand the NFL salary cap, and maybe he can't. So who knows? We all have our strengths. Maybe Kyle can do that, too. Right. I don't know. So, Kyle, we appreciate
you. I might be able to.
Well, we appreciate you, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Real fast, I got to know, who you going with for the big game?
I'm going with the Chiefs because I can't pick against Mahomes, despite the fact that I know, you know, the Eagles are the Vegas favorite. The Eagles have the pass rush. The Eagles have the run game. I just can't pick against Mahomes. How about you?
I can't either. That luscious, curly mullet just does it for me.
What's the most important part of your Super Bowl party? What's the first thing you put on the plate?
The first thing we put on the plate is the quarters that we start betting with.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. So, Kyle, appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe.
Absolutely. There goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and at Swanton Lumber. Right now it's 4:52. Back to the newsroom next.